I thank God for them. They're my family. We travel all over to Canada and all over the country, and they have their own tent ministry. In the summertime, they go back east and west. Here, go ahead and put this thing on. I hope it fits. Check it out. I know that's a... That's it.
Praise God.
Just go ahead and lift it up.
That's okay. I don't know if it'll come up any higher. Other way. Righty tighty.
Testify and tell them about your ministry and you do it. It's yours.
Praise God. Hallelujah. How y'all doing this morning? Hallelujah. Happy to be here. Praise God. Well, most of you look happy, but if there's a few, you need to tell your face. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's okay though. Praise God. Well, Brother Joe, he's not family, but he's family. Praise God. He's more family than blood. We've been knowing each other a very long time now. Praise God. And like he said, we do a lot of ministry together, but there's times when we'd go our way and he goes his way. Praise God. But, God stuck us together many years ago, and it's been an adventure, hasn't it, Brother Joe? Praise God. You know, we've had our ups and downs and ins and outs, praise God, but we always come back together. We always come back into agreement, praise God. And God always irons it out. Hallelujah. You know, like I'm gonna steal one of, we call them Joe-isms. You know, God's the only one I know that can unscramble eggs. Praise God. And he took this mess and made a message. Can you say amen? How many's got that kind of testimony? You made an absolute mess of yourself, but God took you and turned you into a testimony for his glory. Hallelujah. Well, I want to let my wife say a few words. Praise God.
Oh. She's smarter than the average bear.
Oh, gosh. Very blessed to be here. I'm very blessed that God has been working in my life. Very blessed that he brought me out of a bad situation, and all the things that God has done for me is so good, and I'm so blessed. I never imagined that I'd ever do what I am doing today, and it's always, you never think that God is going to put you in something that you never thought you could do, because for a lot of years I didn't ever think I could do anything, and that was just something I had to get over and get out of. But God is good. He brought me through a lot of things, and he is still working in my life every day, and I'm so blessed because of it.
Well, praise the Lord. He told me to put this thing on, so I guess that means he wants me to use it. Hallelujah. How many is thankful this morning that God has turned you into something different than what you were when you started? Hallelujah. I praise God that he I just praise God. You know, sometimes you just don't have the words to speak. Hallelujah. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I've been born again. more than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. You're a new creation. You're a brand new man. Old things are passed away. You've been born again. More than a conqueror. That's who you are. You're a new creation. You're a brand new man. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I've been born again. More than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Hallelujah. How many's happy to be a new creation this morning? Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Stand with me this morning if you can. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I just talked with a dear old saint, and she was praising the Lord. I just talked with a dear old saint, and she was praising the Lord. I just talked with a dear old saint, and she was praising the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to praise the Lord. I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to praise the Lord. I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 He's God on the platform. He's God back at the door. He's God in the amen corner. And He's God all over the floor. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God. He's God when the lightning flashes. He's God when the thunder rolls. He's God way up in heaven, and He's God down in my soul. I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God. Yes, He always will be God. Hallelujah. Give Him a shout of praise this morning. Hallelujah.
That was nice. Where are you going, Donna? No. She took off like a gazelle. Hallelujah. You know it. This opening scripture, I know anybody that's anybody that has preached the word, yeah, bring it right down here. Praise God. It's got a big old bottom on it there. Woo, glory. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know. Usually if you get a mic and you start getting excited on it, there's a man back there that'll just turn you down. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, I'm gonna get adjusted here because I want to see what I'm doing. And I don't care what I look like.
Amen.
I'm more than a conqueror through Christ.
Yeah.
But I thank God. Look at that. You see me? Hallelujah. I want to thank God for His Word. And the opening scripture was, "Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully." And if you've got a King James Bible in the center section, it says, "and negligently." We're not to be negligent in the things of God. When He's called you to impart the Word, it hurts. It's sharp. It divides. It causes a lot of trouble. And people have trouble walking it. Praise the Lord. Don't be a hearer only, but be a doer of the Word. And it says here, "And cursed be he that keepeth back the sword from blood." Well, you know, the Word of God is a two-edged sword. And it cuts asunder and it divides. Glory be to God. And we as people need to make a decision whether we're going to receive the sharpness of the Word. Hallelujah. He deals with this little member here, you know, your tongue. It'll get you in lots of trouble. Of course, if you're right in the Lord, it'll get you out of trouble too. Thank you, Jesus. I want to start this. That's kind of a rough scripture. Praise God. But I want to start this with Luke 22, 31 and 32. And Jesus is talking to Peter. And he knows he's the wild one. He's the one that cut off the ear of the servant of the priest. You know, and Jesus, he just picked it up out of the dirt, shook it off, put it back on, and the man lived happily ever after. Thank you, Jesus. That's when they come to get him to crucify him. And he told His disciples, he said, "Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted," that's a heavy duty there. This guy's been walking with Jesus for a long time, and he tells him, "When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." Is that powerful, brothers and sisters? I want to tell you, Satan seeks to sift you as wheat. I'm talking to each and every one of you. But call to remembrance the former days in Hebrews 10 and verse 22. It says, "But call to remembrance the former days in which after you were illuminated." Reach over and tell somebody when the lights come on in your hotel. See, we used to be a dimwick. But the Lord told us to fill our lamp with oil. That's prayer. Glory be to God. And heavenly presence. But He said, fill our lamp with oil. And then you turn around and He says, and trim your wick. If you don't trim your wick, you're going to be a bunch of dumb dimwicks. That's the truth. You're looking at me kind of funny. You must be in a Baptist church or something. Huh? Say Pentecost. Holy Ghost. It'll make you free. Glory be to God. Now listen to this. But call to remembrance the former days in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions. How many have been afflicted and been in a battle since you give your heart to Jesus Christ? I'll tell you what, you're the scum of the earth. And we have a swamp to drain, and we've got a mouth to speak. Hallelujah. And we need to speak the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Deliverance, healing, restoration, regeneration. One of the things that are lacking in the body of Christ today, is healing and deliverance. But the greatest one is discerning of spirit. We need to stir up the discernment, the gifting that God give us. Hallelujah. He told his disciples, he said, you want to fill the whole law? Love God with all your heart, your mind, soul, and strength. And love your brother as yourself. That means the cisterns too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They know you by your love one for another. Glory be to God. We're not an island to ourselves. But when we come to a place and they know you are a Christian, it illuminates. You're an illumination. You're bright. You're not a dimwit. Glory be to God. And I thank God for the oil of the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Now, I'm going to meddle today, so strap up. We're going for a ride. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, my Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 through 5, if you'll read it, praise the Lord, it says that we were chosen. He chose you. You didn't choose Him. Before the worlds were even made, you were in that conference. Is that powerful? And you were born in the world. You were born without God, without commonwealth, just a heathen. Glory be to God. Without hope, eternal. Glory be to God. We're made eternal. But when He began to draw us by the power of conviction, and we find out that we're a goofy sinner, and we find out that we need a Savior, He begins to reel us in, and somebody ministers to us. Glory be to God. I was a drunken underground miner from 16 years old. It's horrible, you guys. I'm telling you, I lived in McDermott, Nevada, and it's just a little drunken town. There's some mines around there. And my dad became an alcoholic overnight. Pew. Of course, I was his good friend, so I followed him. And you want to watch who you're following. Praise the Lord. So he died at 48 years old. His aorta busted open, and here I am, 22 years old, and I'm lost as a ball in high weeds. Glory be to God. But I'm an alcoholic, an underground miner, got a rotten, filthy mouth. All I did was drink and fight and work underground. Of course, I weighed a lot more than I do right now. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just a little skinny old man. Glory be to God. But I want to thank God. At 37 years old, I got saved. I heard this guy from Louisiana. He ministered to drunks. And I can't probably think of his name right now. But he's really good. And he was ministering on Peter denying the Lord. And I'm sitting up there, way up there among people. And conviction hit me. And I looked over at my wife, and she turned away. I looked over somebody I didn't even know, and he turned away. When people don't, When people you don't even know turn away, there's something wrong. So I come under conviction. I run down across that basketball floor, because this is in an auditorium. And I thought I was all alone. And I went out there and I just had my eyes closed and I'm before this platform. And I said the sinner's prayer. I give my heart to Jesus Christ. And I thought I was the only one there. How many knows you can be in a crowd and you can be the only one there? And I got saved. I got delivered. I got set free. Praise the Lord. And I want to tell you something. I opened my eyes and there's 50 people around me. And I thought I was all alone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I thank God for conversion. I was a total blown out alcoholic. God took it away. I smoked like a freight train. God took it away. Praise the Lord. The thing I see in the church today, and you don't have to take them out or anything. You can leave them in your purse and in your pocket, in your car, in your truck, in your home, wherever. But there's a smoke screen that's in the church today. Yeah, there's smokers and tokers. Praise the Lord. And it's getting to where it's common, so there's no conviction. So they just keep puffing away. Tobacco is a filthy weed, and from the devil came the seed. It burns holes in your clothes and makes your nose a smokestack. Praise the Lord. And it is a seed. And I asked the Lord to bring deliverance. I got delivered. My wife had a horrible time quitting. She even went to the hospital one time with my mom. And she's sitting there in the waiting room. And she looked over at the cigarette machine, and there's her kind laying in the trough. She started crying because she's trying to quit. And some guy got up and went over there and said, "You look like you need a cigarette." She said, "You get out of here. You stay away from me." Well, anyway, she got delivered. Praise the Lord. I thank God for deliverance. Now, that's just a little smoke screen here. Praise the Lord. I hope you got the message. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to say that again. Tobacco is a filthy weed. From the devil came the seed. It burns holes in all your clothes and makes a smokestack out of your nose. Glory be to God. Anybody here still smoking? Yeah? Praise the Lord. Well, I'll tell you, I asked the Lord to bring an unknown conviction, because you're just pouring money down a rat hole. And it's got you, that little thing has got you just pulling you around where it wants to. You get up in the middle of the night and you got to have a puff. I've run out of cigarettes in the middle of the night and had to go to the store. As soon as I was in the parking lot, that first puff, and then everything was gone. But I played the fool long enough. Hallelujah. Thank God for deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. See, the thing is right now is we're illuminated. We endured a great fight of affliction. And you just raised your hand and said, yeah, we're afflicted. See, a preparation to perfection, we don't understand the great fight of affliction that we are against in this hour. It's going to require extreme sacrifice, intense obedience for this end time harvest. Glory be to God. I want to thank God for the power, the anointing. Glory be to God. In the book of Amos, There's a message there. Come on, Amos. Chapter 5, verse 16 through 20. Therefore, the Lord, the God of hosts, the Lord saith thus, they shall say in all the highways, alas, alas, and they shall call the husbandman to mourning, and such as are skillful in lamentation and wailing, and in all the vineyards shall be wailing, for I will pass through thee, saith the Lord. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. In other words, the Lord says, come quickly. Watch out what you say. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness, not light. And if a man did flee from a lion, that's terrifying. And a bear met him, or went into a house and leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him. Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light? Even very dark and no brightness in it. I want to shift gears here and go back to the day of Pentecost. Peter stood out in the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And he began to say, you're young men and you're young women and you're old men, and you know, you prophesy, you have visions, you have dreams. And then he goes on, and listen what's happening in the world today. Listen. Israel hated Jesus because he said he was the Son of God. They couldn't kill him because it was against their law, you know. Well, it was against the law for them to hate their brother. It's crazy. Brothers and sisters, this is something else. So the thing is, they couldn't kill him, so they provoked the Romans, who had rule at that time. And they conned the Romans into killing him. So they killed Jesus. My Lord. Now we get into deeper water. After they killed Jesus, now you listen to me because we're going to go into some stuff. After they killed Jesus, they put together the Catholic Church. Reach over and tell somebody, ouch. They put together the Catholic Church. My word says, call no man father. So they have a fake father. Come on. This will make you half sick. So they have a false father. And then they have what they call confession. They set it up really marvelous. So when you come and you confess, you pour your heart out. So they know what's happening in every family. They know how to govern the false father. All of what they say is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You know the drill. There's nothing about the Lord Jesus Christ. But in the book of Acts, it's powerful, brothers and sisters. In the book of Acts, in chapter 2:36, if you write it down, read it when you get home, it said, this same Jesus that you crucified was made both Lord, that's Father, and Christ, that's the anointing. So the baptism, according to the doctrine of the apostles, is the Lord Jesus Christ. You bury him and you bring him back up. And even as Jesus was buried, they're buried. The old man goes downstream and he comes up in newness of life. Back to Acts 2. Here's Peter. He starts prophesying about your young man and old man and everything going on. Now listen to this one. He said, the sun will be darkened. What do you think's happening right now? The light of the world is being darkened. They're trying to kill Jesus again. And it said the moon, remember the moon is a reflection of the sun or the light. It said the moon will turn to blood. That means that the moon, when it turns to blood, a persecution is going to come against the church, just like it was in the beginning. They killed the church. His name was Jesus. Glory be to God. Don't you yawn yet. Praise the Lord. It's too early to yawn. Hallelujah. The Lord's good. And then it says stars will fall from heaven. Well, you know, stars speaks of ministries. And it said they'll fall. Praise the Lord. God's going to take care of the things that are happening today. Now listen to me. Everything, how would you like to be born into something and find out that you're birthed in the wrong place? Open your understanding. Praise the Lord. You're born in a wrong place. Jesus said he's going to clean up the filthiness of the daughters of Zion. Why Zion? Zion is where Catholicism wants to reside. Zion is where they want to take over the position of Adam. They want to take over the position of the manifested sons and daughters of God. If you understand, it's okay. If you don't understand, it's okay. You can still be a dimwit. But God said he's going to clean up this mess. It's his battle, not ours. We are in agreement because we are his sons and daughters. 2 Corinthians says, or 1 Corinthians says, come out from among them and be ye separate. What part hath light with Belial? That's the only way you can come out of that. If you're born into denominationalism, and I'm not killing everybody, I'm just telling you might have been born in the wrong camp. Come out from among them and be ye separate. Glory be to God. I said, Lord, if I preach part of that message, they're going to want to kill me. He said, they kill me first. Hallelujah. So this is going to get deeper and deeper. Praise the Lord. So we know that the daughters of Zion, there's a filthiness there because it's all under the headship of Catholicism. And the only smart one was Luther. He put his thesis on the door and then run for his life for years. They never got him, but he run. How many knows that the truth will make you free? It hurts. The Word of God, I told you, it's sharper than a two-edged sword. It cuts asunder. And brothers and sisters, whether we like it or not, I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about the Word of God. It's sharp. So, myself, I got birthed into one of the harlot systems. It's called Pentecostalism. It's one of the isms. Glory be to God. So you come out from among them and be separate. And most people go right back into it because that's where they're birthed. Why? Because it's lonely to be alone. But see, the Lord takes you out of that mess so that He can have intimacy with you. That's what He's looking for. You to come to Him. Him be in you and you be in Him. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word is with God, and the Word was God. He made the worlds, and the world received Him not. He come into His own, and His own received Him not. How much better do you think you are than Jesus? But He said, as many as received Him, gave He them, verse 12, chapter 1 of John, gave He them power to become or to be builded into the sons of God. Is that powerful? Glory be to God. I thank the Lord for His Word. But I'll tell you, when you grow up so much and God starts opening this stuff to you, it's all about taking up your cross and following Him. Dying to yourself and following Him. Praise the Lord. It's eternal. And that never-die doctrine is pretty much true, but there's a lot of flaws in it. And it's called the flesh, the world, and the devil. We were taught that Jesus Christ is our only hope. Thank you, Jesus. He'll give you life, and He'll give you that more abundant. See, this is not a dancing and shouting message. But it's sobering. And it's taking account of where we are right now. We're in a horrible swamp. Praise the Lord. And that's not religion. If you want to go with the swamp, praise the Lord. I'm telling you, it's crazy. We're losing our country and the values of our country. I thank God that when we came to the Lord, we just got delivered and set free. And our whole life changed. It was powerful, brothers and sisters. It's a glorious Jesus. Hallelujah. And I know that we sing a new song at our house. Our family started coming to the Lord. I was working in New York City. It's crazy. When I was 32 years old, I was a superintendent over the New York Aqueduct, 5 miles of the North End. $243 million job. And I was a total alcoholic, and we spent everything on booze and parties. Is that horrible? Yeah, it's awful. But my wife, she went to see her folks in Nevada, and I was in New York. And she led her mother and her sister to the Lord, got them filled with the Holy Ghost, got them set free, and she started a little Bible church, you know, not a business, you know, and fellowship. And it was crazy. And my wife was on her way home, and God gave her a song, and I'm going to sing that song. Praise the Lord. Don't get up and run now. Hallelujah. You can imagine being a dyed-in-the-wool alcoholic. I don't play very good, and I don't sing very good. I said one time I had a frog in my throat, and the brother stood up and says, "Brother Ferguson, let the frog sing." There's a change going on in our house. It's happening day by day. There's a change going on in our house in a special kind of way. Jesus Christ, my Savior, has taken the command. And he's changing things at our house with his great and mighty hand. Here's what happens. We're loving more at our house than we've ever loved before. We're doing things at our house that we've never done before. Jesus Christ, my Savior, has taken the command. And he's changing things at our house with his great and mighty hand. Is that powerful? She come with a new song. Hallelujah. I brought this in here and set it up, so I thought I'd better sing. Hallelujah. Rain, 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 falling rain. Spirit of the Lord is coming down. Rain, 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 falling rain. Spirit of the Lord is coming down. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Spirit of the Lord is coming down. Rain, 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 falling rain. Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of the Lord is coming down. Pray short and sweet. Hallelujah. I want to say I really love the Word of God. Thank you, Father. I got so many notes, but I want to say one thing. That one of the strongest scriptures that have stayed with me for years, when it's all over, whatsoever things are good and true and just, of good report, if there be any praise or virtue of these, think on these things. You know, we have sometimes, we have stinking thinking. And you know you can sit in your easy chair at home and that old devil flies in and you start thinking. You can think your way sitting in your chair right straight into hell. Evil imagination. So we bind because we have the power to bind and to loose. We have the liberty in the name of Jesus to get set free. God's not a respecter of persons. He loves you. He loves me. But he don't love some of the things that we're packing. Reach over and tell somebody, I'm packing some things I need to get rid of. Praise the Lord. And if you've got a religious spirit, that's a big packer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus didn't call us for our good ideas. He called us to obey him. Is that powerful? Glory be to God. I want to say, it's so good to be here. I thank each and every one of you for coming. It's a blessing to come together. Because the world will know you because of your love one for another. Usually we like to have everybody stand and not, don't say anymore. Just say your name and where you've come from. Praise the Lord. Let's all stand. Woo, glory. We'll start right over here. What's your name and where are you from? And speak loud.
Diane, State of Washington.
Gretchen, I live in Forsyth.
Todd, Nebraska.
Victoria,
Oregon.
back row. Okay, front row.
Todd, Nebraska.
Jolene, Omaha, Nebraska.
Oregon. Can you talk?
I lived in Rockford for 20 years.
Name and where you're from. Go ahead. Too much information. Praise God, Manitoba. Woo. Back row. Ma'am, we're high centered here. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Oh, hey. Rise. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I thank God for we knowing one another. Know them that labor among you. And it's good. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to share with you. And you know, come out from among them and be separate. Get plugged in the right socket. I'm telling you something. People think you're nuts, but we're screwed on the right bolt. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Thank you, Father. So I know that I've been birthed illegitimate, but I'm trying my very best to come out from among them. We're going to have a little prayer line here. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody got some issues you want prayer for, just come on up. Don't hold back. Just get out of your seat and come up here and line up from that door over there to that cross over there. Just come on up. You're probably not used to this. If you're not used to it, just come on up anyway. Thank you, Jesus. And I didn't minister my... Praise the Lord. How come you guys are back there? Yeah, come on up, Susie. You need prayer. My Lord.
Amen.
Just come on up. Don't be afraid. God won't kill you. Not yet. Yeah. See, the Lord says to compel them. Compel them to come and get prayer. Do you know what that means? Drag them. Compel means to drag. I do too. Woo! Father, we just thank you and we praise you and magnify your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Derek, you want to come up? Thank you, Jesus. And Donna, if you want to come up, just obey God. Thank you, Father. will to do of your good pleasure in him. Thank you, Lord. He's the leader. You're the follower. Follow him, please. Thank you, Jesus. Don't take attention, Jeff. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus Christ is the deposit. He'll give you more than you can ever handle for the glory of God. Take a deep breath and say, yes, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Touch in the name of Jesus. Father, bring forth a creative miracle. We curse and cancel cancer in the name of Jesus. We curse it to the roots, that it die at the roots, leave this body, and never manifest again anywhere in this temple. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the living God? In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for healing, restoration, regeneration for the glory of God. Take a deep breath and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'll take a truckload of that. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hand.